By the Bootstraps, episode 22, podcast scheduling. Hello, everyone, and welcome once again to By the Bootstraps, a chronicle of my journey into podcasting. This is Dave Lee, your host, and last week, I switched from recording my podcasts at night to recording the show every morning. And as I mentioned back in episode 16, I had been just staying up too late at night working on the shows, and it was interfering with my sleep, and I was getting sick, and it was just not pretty. So I decided to switch to recording in the morning. This obviously limits the amount of time I have to keep going over things and saying, you know, I'll just add this idea and do another take and spend another half hour on it. I can't do that in the morning because I have to get to work. And so that has the advantage of forcing me, you know, to keep things efficient and to keep improving my live recording skills and record. So what I basically do is I record and release in the morning. And then in the evening, I plan the next day's episode and then record again the next morning. Last weekend, I sort of backslid to a non-morning schedule because I didn't get up early enough before certain things I had to do in the mornings on Saturday and Sunday. So I ended up recording and releasing those Saturday and Sunday shows at night. I don't know if listeners find the schedule change jarring or if that's annoying or what. This brings to mind a question I had already been planning to pose to you, my listeners, and that is whether it matters if a daily podcast comes out at the same time every day or a weekly podcast, should it come out on the same day at the same time every week? Just generally, what's the deal with podcast scheduling? Now, I don't know that By the Bootstraps is the type of show that people are intensely waiting for because they need it for the energy to do their cardio kickboxing or whatever. But I think about my own podcast listening habits, and it does tend to annoy me if a show isn't there when I expect it to be. Back a couple episodes ago, I talked about the podcasts I listen to on a daily basis. And certainly if Rachel Maddow isn't there on a weeknight, or if my shows I listen to in the morning aren't there on time, it does tend to irritate me. And, it's not totally rational. I'm getting all these shows for free. And, I guess I can't expect to hold them to a strict standard of when they're released. But, you know, the way I feel about it doesn't have to be entirely rational. You know, as if you're a podcaster, and as a podcaster myself, how our listeners feel is important. And we have to take that into account, and we have to give them what they're expecting and respect how they feel about it if we want to keep our listeners. So I guess I've kind of answered my own question to some extent, but I'd love to hear your opinions and, whether you're a podcaster or a podcast listener, I'd just love to hear if you have any insight on this. So thanks, as always, for listening. You can email me at dave.lee@northstarter.com. You can tweet me at thisisdavelee. And as always, I look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.